Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Greg Mulevey. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Woodward. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Woodward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive towards short. Boley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mulevey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Mulevey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Cochran scores. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jolly moves to second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jolly moves to third. Cobb moves to second. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bishop. Jolly scores. Cobb moves to third. Kerr moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bud Clancy pinch hits for Ed Walsh. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop catches it and throws to second with Boley covering, to double up Kerr. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dutch Henry now pitching. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes, who is chasing the ball. Rommel reaches third base with a triple. Boley goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cobb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 0-for-1 in the game. Mulevey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up towards third. Cobb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rommel hits a line drive towards short. Malivi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Kerr fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Henry reaches third base with a triple. Greg Malivi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malivi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malivi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Com. Simmons moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to third. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Simmons scores. It's 6-1, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Watwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill is hit by the pitch. Watwood moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Watwood moves to third. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 2 in the game. Barnes hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Watwood tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Athletics. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rommel hits a line drive into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Henry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Mulevey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mulevey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mulevey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Watwood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Fothergill hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Miller reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Miller scores. It's 8-2, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 9-2, Athletics. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dib Williams pinch hits for Max Bishop. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Malivi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dib Williams now playing second base. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Barnes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Barnes reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Barnes tags and moves to third. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Tate hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.